Finally, a wink and a nod today to some media that matters. First, a tragic story, a searing piece of video, and some remarkable journalism. As a train derails horribly in Spain, killing at least 78 people. The Associated Press took that video and went to work. A video producer advanced it frame by frame. The AP estimated distances between pylons, counted railway ties, and used a timestamp on the video to calculate the train's speed. One estimate, 89 to 119 miles an hour, using a different technique, 96 to 112. The posted speed limit, 50 miles an hour. In less than 2 hours, the AP went from video to story, providing vital information. For instincts, initiative, and transparency in reporting, the AP proved itself a reliable source. But another story gets a thumbs down on coverage, Iraq. The place looks like it's imploding. Sectarian violence has been escalating with near daily bombings and killings. Syria's civil war may be making things worse. An assault on Abu Ghraib prison sprung more than 200 convicts connected to Al-Qaeda in Iraq. But where is the American news media? Most have gone home. The last American news bureau there, CNN's, closed in May. There are still producers, stringers, and reporters, and they're doing their best, but the big presence and the sustained coverage is a fraction of what it was. The reason? U.S. troops have gone home, and the exorbitant cost. But this story about Iraqi stability, regional security, and America's legacy, and yes, oil, still matters. It won't be easy. Americans are war-weary. The coverage needs to be about more than bombs and bullets. But the news media need to make the time, space, and commitment to stay with this story because it's not going away. And it's America's story, too.